My father's passed away, so it's been gone 12 years. So I want to acknowledge everyone whose father who has passed away, and that we're praying for you and be encouraged that God still loves you and God still cares, and it's going to be okay to cry today. It's going to be okay to smile. Whatever your heart feels, it's okay. Let it out. It's healthy. But trust and believe that God still loves you and God still cares. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And last shout out. Give a shout out for the praise team, y'all. Thank you, singing their hearts out. They come to practice twice a week, y'all, and take time, and they sing their hearts out. They're committed to the ministry, and I want to thank God for all of you and for all you do. It's my wonderful wife and my children. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for making me a father. Amen. I appreciate you. Appreciate you. Amen. Y'all ready for the word?
Yeah.
Y'all ready for the word? That's how excited I'll shoot. I'm party in here. I'll shoot. I like that energy. Amen. Amen. Y'all already standing, so I ain't got to tell you to stand. Malachi chapter 4, real quick. Malachi chapter 4 is where we'll be at today. Now today I'm going to let y'all know what I'm doing, because I just feel it's important to let y'all know what I'm doing. Today is a topical sermon. Say topical sermon.
Topical sermon.
Which means I'm not going to stay in one text. I usually preach expository, which means I take a scripture, I go through a text, and I go through it verse by verse for the most part. But today is topical, so today I will be bouncing around a little bit. So you're going to see me go here to there, so I understand what I'm doing. I want to make sure y'all understand the different styles of preaching. Because topical, just be real with you, topical can be dangerous in the hands of the wrong person. Because they take scriptures and make a meme they never meant. And that's not what I'm doing, but I'm letting you know that I'm going to be bouncing around. Amen.
Break that down.
Ooh. Amen. Amen. That's dangerous. See, people just pick one verse and just roll over here and pick one verse over here. You can't make it mean what it never meant. That's dangerous teaching. Amen. So let's look at Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6 says this. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. And the hearts of the children to the fathers. Lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Amen. God. Today, y'all should already know my message today. The message is push and pee. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Old folks don't know what I'm talking about. Young kids do. Push and pee. Amen. Amen. Push and pee. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
What is Pastor talking about?
Young folk probably think I'm crazy. Amen. Sorry. I roll with y'all. So, push and pee is a slang coined by rapper Gunna. And I did listen to the song before I prepared this message. I got to keep my ear to the street. I got to know what y'all young folk doing so I can know how to talk to y'all, minister y'all. And I did listen to the song. It got 29 million views, and it been out for a year. It got 29 million views. And I must say, this is probably the worst rap song I've ever heard in my life. And I like rap music. I think it's bad, amen. It's just, not even just bad because of what it's saying. It's just a bad song. I don't know, but young folk like what they like, amen. But it's just a bad song. But I don't think nobody ever really knew what Pusha P was. He says it on the song, and he's talking about it. So I feel nobody never knew what he was talking about because they asked him to explain it. So luckily, he clarified exactly what it means. And this is what the rapper Gunna says. He says, keeping it real is pushing P. Being loyal is pushing P. A year later, the same catalyst for this pushing P movement has been slandered with rumors of being unloyal to the people that's around him. I think that's funny.
That's crazy.
Ain't that crazy, right? But I came to give you what God says for my fathers today. That if we're going to be men, if being loyal, right, and keeping it real is pushing P, then as for men, it's important to be loyal and to keep it real with our women and our children. Yeah, it's no secret that America systematically structured a nefarious plan to keep fathers out of homes. And let's just be real, what America did. They gave government assistance to women and said, look here, we'll pay your rent. We'll cut you a check long as daddy ain't around.
Wow.
I think that's horrible.
Yes.
A terrible plan. Because what it did, it make us go to a mind frame that child support only comes in the form of a check. Nah, not for fathers that's pushing P. Nah.
Yeah.
Fathers that are pushing P support their children financially, intellectually, emotionally, relationally, and they show them loyalty to their family. No check could ever replace that. Well, I know I can't change every father in the world. My priority is to change every father in my world. Amen. So let's dig into the message. The first part of pushing P is part one is protection. Say protection. That's the first part. Amen. All right. Look at the text. Look at Genesis 1 and 26 and 2 and 7. Then God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Let them rule the fish in the sea, the bird in the sky, the domestic animals all over the earth, and all the animals that crawl on the earth. Genesis 2 and 7. Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the earth and blew breath of life into his nostrils. The man became a living being. So this is important. We're talking about protection. So since the beginning, since the dawn of creation, man has been created in what? God's image.
Yeah.
So God formed man. I tripped this out. He formed man from a sculpture of dust. That's how awesome my God is. That man was a sculpture of dust until God breathed into him and made him a living soul. But man's first job on the earth, before God gives him a wife, before he knows what a woman is, before God gives him children, God makes him what? Protector over the earth by having rule over it. So his first job in creation was to protect everything that God had created. And let's be real, that's a strong unction in us and men. Something in us wants to protect. I can remember if you see somebody, a little girl getting picked on at the playground as a little boy, ain't nothing better than seeing a little boy step to her defense. You know, you better quit messing with that girl. It's funny to see little brothers upset when their older sisters have boyfriends.
Come on.
I don't like you around my sister. Get away around my sister. Something in us is already inherently put in us to want to protect. So if God gave Adam the earth in charge over it to keep it safe from harm, think about this. If I'm going to take protection over the external things, that's the land, that's the sea, that's the animals. If I'm going to do protection over external, why would I not do protection over the internal? Why would I not protect my children when they are extensions of me as the man I am? Let's be real. In the world we live in, it's conditioned us to neglect our responsibilities to protect.
That's real.
The reason these kids are crazy, it ain't our kids' fault.
That's it.
Come on.
We have neglected to protect them. I'm on YouTube minding my business. A short comes up, says Indiana rappers. When I say it is the most heartbreaking thing to me as a pastor, I don't know how many videos it is. It's a lot of videos. All they talking about is who they shot, who they didn't kill, and then they putting clips of the people who they actually killed up on the video, and they doing all this for a few thousand views.
Wow.
Y'all about to go to jail or die for some views.
Yeah.
Ain't even, I'm not saying going viral was worth it, but ain't even going viral.
Yeah.
About to give your life away. Where is the correction and the protection? Do we not realize the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy? That's the devil's mission. He wants to steal us, kill us, and destroy us from existence. But we are witnessing a national problem on a whole level because the enemy is doing this. But guess what? I come to find out that when a man is in his place, when I'm protecting my family, the enemy can't come in. He can't just easily destroy my family. He can't easily take them out. He can't easily steal and kill my children because I'm in position. See, when men are in position, fellas, listen to me, you build a wall around your family. See, when I'm in protection mode, it got to go through me to get to y'all. It's no way it touches everybody else unless it gets to me first. And because I'm there, I'm going to take most of the pain, most of the blunt force trauma. But we live in a society where ain't no walls put up. So it's going straight to the children.
Wow.
And this is the effect that we are seeing when men are not in our place, y'all.
My God.
Look at Genesis 3 and 1. The serpent was the shrewdest of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. One day he asked the woman, did God really say you must not eat the fruit of any trees in the garden? This is why protection is so important. Because if Adam was protecting, my woman can't have a conversation with no snakes. Amen. And Adam was on his, because Adam was around, get it twisted. Adam was around, but he let his guard down. We can't afford to let our guard down. It's so many snakes, we got to keep our grass cut. Amen. It's so many snakes out here that want to deceive our women, deceive our children, our sons, and our daughters. So our job as men, we got to make sure we're looking and watching. And I don't care if you get mad, I got to protect you. See, protection don't always agree with you. See, protection sees what you don't see.
Come on.
Protection keeps you from harm. And it's amazing. I can protect you when you were a baby, but now you got older and you don't want me to protect you no more. devil is a liar, amen. I'm going to protect you until the end, amen. That's my job as a parent. So when I see our young men content with failing grades in school, content with selling drugs, shooting guns, unbothered by death or prison time, somebody not protecting. Think about that. I got real fathers in the house today. What if you wish your son would come home, pants hanging down, doing videos with guns and bad grades? Nah. Okay. Shoot. Not mine. But understand that. But if there's no protection at home and no accountability, I feel I can do what I want. When our daughters are acting promiscuous and dressed in provocatively and acting like men and foul mouths, no.
Yeah.
Men aren't protecting.
Oh,
my daughter ought to honor what her father views of her.
That's real.
That should be important to her. Because if her father doesn't give her anything to honor, how does she know how to honor? If I don't give her nothing to honor. So when God blesses us to protect our family, you got to ask God how and show me how to protect my children. So this is the important about protection, y'all. I seen a video on the internet, and it was a man who went to jail for child molestation. And you know what he said? He went through a video, y'all. He talked about how he looks for a family. And he said the first thing he looks for is a single mother. That's more concerned about her life than her kids. Sure, I'll watch the kids for you. You need help? Sure, because this is what somebody's been convicted said. This is what he does.
Wow.
And he says, houses that are no or where men is present. I don't waste my time if a man is there. See, the protection piece of a man is very valuable. So when God puts you that in your life, you got to honor that and respect that. The next push and pee, watch this, is provide. Say provide.
Provide.
Okay, Genesis 2 and 15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to farm the land and to take care of it. I would be amiss if I didn't look at the order God set up from the beginning.
Yeah.
He gave Adam, watch this, before he gave Adam a wife, before he gave Adam children, he gave Adam a job. Amen.
Come on.
Yeah. Before he gave him some work to do, before he gave any of that, no woman, no kids, he gave him a job, and his job was to protect and take care of the land that was given. So take care of the resources that God has given you.
Yeah.
So there is something powerful about a man when you take care of your resources. Yeah, it's something powerful when you take care of it as a husband and as a father and all these things. Look at 2 Thessalonians 3 and 10. For even when we are with you, this was the command. If any will not work, neither let him eat.
Yeah.
Another version says if a man don't work, he can't eat.
Yeah, that's real.
So we're able to teach our family something from work. Don't dismiss your work. I don't care if you work at McDonald's. I don't care if you pick up trash. I don't care where you work at. Don't dismiss the importance of your work. Because your work is doing something. What is it telling you? It's teaching your kids. This is how life stay on. It's teaching your kids how you got a place to live. It's teaching them this is how you got food on the table. It's teaching them this is how I make a living. This is how I take care of you. Watch this. Regardless of how I feel, I still get up and go to work because I love you that much. You are laying the seeds and the groundwork to build a strong family for your children.
They
gotta see us work. What do you teach your daughters from working? What kind of man are they looking for? Because if my daddy got up and went to work every day.
Better.
Thank you, Lady Thomas. This is Lady Thomas filming today. If my daddy got up and worked and went to work every day, took care of me, take care of my mama, took care of us.
That's real.
If you're not even doing that, you don't even get an Instagram. You don't get nothing. You better search me on Google or something. You don't get no information from me.
That's good.
Our children should see that. But again, if daddy was never around, then you take whatever you feel is good for you. And it's not that. No. Our children are watching us, so I don't care. And if you're in a relationship, especially if you're married, whatever your husband does, honor what they do.
Yeah.
Honor them that they get up and go to work.
Yeah.
Honor them that they get up and take care of their children.
Yeah.
If you have a father and you're not married and he's taking care of his children, give him honor in that regard. Because so many men not doing it.
Yeah.
And you want to honor that. The next part of pushing P, which is very important, is pray. Amen. Say pray. Amen.
Pray.
Yeah, yeah, you know that. Those are the physical sides to protect and provide, but we spiritual here, amen. I can protect and provide, but you better know how to pray, amen. You better know how to talk to God to help these kids. Look at this, y'all. Proverbs 4, verses 1 through 5. My children, listen when your father corrects you. And all the children said, amen, amen, amen. And all the children, amen, all right, all right. Pay attention and learn good judgment, for I'm giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my instructions, for I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved as my mother's only child. My father taught me, take my words to heart, follow my commandments, and you will live. Get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. That's good stuff, y'all. Bible's so powerful, so filled with so many good jewels. It's why I push you gotta read your Bible. You gotta pick up your word for yourself. I promise you, get into the word of God. The word of God gets into you. Amen. That's how it works. Amen. Pick up your Bible and read it. And I love this proverb by Solomon. So who wrote this? Let me make sure you know. Solomon wrote this. His father was King David. He was his mother's only child, Bathsheba. So he's saying, this is what my father taught me. And look who his father is. A man who was after God's own heart. See, when you after the father's heart, you can teach your children other stuff other children won't even know. Stuff will be over their head. I love this, what he's giving him. He said, listen here. Children, listen when your father corrects you. Our job as fathers, parents as a whole, but fathers, is to correct our children.
Yeah.
Our job. Yeah. You got to do your job. Yeah. They not your friends. Man, when you move out, get married, have your own house, I come over for dinner, we can be friends. We cool then.
Yeah.
But till then, my job is to correct you. Not to be facetious and not to be mean, but I got to learn to correct you in love to help you grow. It says give good judgment and guidance, which only comes from God.
Yeah.
This is how you develop the prayer life for your children.
Yeah.
You got to know what God says and how God feels about you and your family and what he says in his word, because it gives you good judgment and good guidance.
Yeah.
Because I've had bad judgment and bad guidance, and it didn't work out good at all, amen?
Right.
So we got to learn to say, look, God, I need you to give me the guidance that I need. It's not always what I see. Sometimes I got to go by my faith.
Yeah.
It ain't always what I feel. I got to go by my faith. I got to say what God is saying.
Yeah.
So look at what he says. He says, the children, don't forget that it comes from your father. Because one thing I know, children are going to be hard-headed, amen?
Yeah.
All the parents, amen?
Yeah.
Children are going to be hard-headed. They're not going to take our wise advice sometimes.
Yeah.
Even though we've been there, we've done it, got the t-shirt, got the tattoo for it and everything, they're not going to take our wise advice for it. And guess what? We didn't either. Because they made a flesh like we made a flesh. They flesh don't rise at times. So what do I have to do as a parent? I have to teach and pray. Amen.
Yeah.
You got to say, I got to teach. But I can't miss going to God for my children. I got to cover them babies with the blood. I got to be an example and pray. Amen.
Yeah.
Like, touch on that a little bit. That I can't expect them to do everything right, and I ain't doing everything I'm supposed to do for God. I can't expect them to do everything, dot every I and cross every T, and I'm curvy like an S. Amen. I'm all over the place. That don't work. I got to be an example and pray. I have to correct them in their wrongs, and I don't care if they pout. I don't care if they got an attitude. I don't care if they mad I took their phone. I don't care if they mad they on punishment. It's my job to correct you, because you get in this world. I'm correcting in love. The world might correct in violence. The world might correct in anger. The world might correct you with a gunshot. I'm correcting you in love, so I'm going to correct you and pray.
That's good.
I got to discipline you.
That's good.
That's my job. Undisciplined children, watch this. Immature adults raise lawless teens. Y'all know that, right? Then the problem we got right now is really because it's immature adults. We got to discipline and pray.
That's good.
There shouldn't be a day goes by on God's green earth until you get to heaven that you don't pray for your babies. There shouldn't be, y'all hear me, church? There shouldn't be a day that goes by until you in the presence of the Father.
Yeah.
And God, bless my children, oh God. Cover them with your blood, oh God. Pray for their mind, oh God. Keep their minds. You say you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind stayed upon thee. Keep their mind on you, oh God. Bless their eyes, oh God. Bless the hands of their work, oh God. Bless them right now, Father God. Touch their heart. Keep bad friends away from them. Keep bad influences away from them, Father. Cover them with your blood, oh God. right now. I speak life over my children and not death. They will be healed. They will be healthy. They will grow. They will live a long life. They will walk in their God-given purpose. Shouldn't a day go by that you ain't praying for your babies? Do you know what is trying to attack your children? You know what's all coming against your children at school? You know what's all coming against your children in your neighborhood? You know what's all coming against your children on their phone? What's coming against your children on the television? It's so much coming against them. How dare I not pray for these babies every single day until God called me home? My mother-in-law told me this. She always said, when they young, they on your lap. But when they older, they on your heart. How dare you not pray?
Yeah.
See, what prayer, the important of prayer is, guess what? You're not going to be everywhere your children at.
Yeah.
Praise God. I got a 20-year-old now. Amen. He likes to drive and like to go. Like to drive and like to go. Like drive and like to go. Amen. Ain't nobody, I was the king of it, so I understand. I was on a whole nother level. I thank God she's a good 20-year-old. Amen. Praise God. She's good. I don't have to worry too much, but it be sometimes you'll be out a little too late. I can't go to, you come back here tonight. You in college, it's different. You just send me a text. When you come back to my house in the summertime, let me know when you coming home so I can go to sleep.
Period.
Because I'm up praying because I'm worried about you, because guess what? The devil don't play fair.
That's real. That's real.
He'll send a drunk driver your way.
Yeah.
Silly stuff.
Yeah.
So, and that's the part that children don't understand.
Yeah.
They think we tripping. Come on, parents just don't understand. They rocking that Will Smith. But the truth is, we understand much more than you think.
Yeah.
And our love compels the decisions we make, y'all.
Yeah.
So we got to pray for our children. We got to be committed to praying for our children. I'm not going to be before you long. It's Father's Day. Y'all got dinner plans. Y'all got places to go and things to do. I understand that. So I ain't going to be before you long. The last push and pee is purpose. Amen.
Yeah.
Say purpose. Amen.
Purpose.
Proverbs 4. We're still Proverbs 4, 10 through 13. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in straight paths.
Yeah. Yes.
When you walk, you won't be held back.
Good.
When you run, you won't stumble.
Oh my God.
Take hold of my instructions. Don't let them go.
No.
Guard them, for they are the key to life.
Yes.
Ooh, Proverbs. Solomon has given us so much wisdom in that chapter, that fourth chapter, y'all. Look at what he says. He says, give them something worth following.
Yeah.
Is what he's saying. My children, listen to me and do as I say. You will have a long, good life. Well, that makes more sense when you can look at my life and see the reflection of it. When you can see the blessing and the benefit of me following those things, it's a different perspective in the child's mind. So for children, I feel, watch this. This is how pastor feel. I'll let you know if it's in the word, it's how I feel. So make sure our children have a long, good life. You got to share your past mistakes and pain as well. You can't just share the good stuff. I can't just share from 06 and on when I got saved. Nah, they know what homie G existed. Me and Miracle were talking about in the car today. He said, I kind of wish I could have met him. Nah, you don't want me. Like, you don't want me him, amen. He wasn't all bad, but he sure wasn't good, amen. You don't want me him. But it's important. You got to let your children know how you were before and what God has done in your life. Be real. Show your victories and your losses. And that's what life is full of. Ups and downs, highs and lows. You got to show them out and how you crawled out of your battles and how you still here. So he said, listen to me. You will have a long, good life. If they can see you now and see where you came from and know all the struggles you made, all the problems you went past, all the issues, it should make them respect you more. Because I'm real with you. Yeah. You can't become a holy roller and forget you was a hellraiser. Amen. That's basically what I'm saying. Amen. You can't forget that part. That's part of your testimony. Amen. That's your testimony to tell them. So look at what he says. Teach them wisdom. I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in straight path. It's my job to teach you wisdom to get you to your purpose in life.
I got to.
So what is wisdom? Proverbs says wisdom, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
So to get you to your God-given purpose, to get you to where you need to be in your life, I got to teach you first to fear the Lord.
Yes.
Too many children don't fear the Lord. But too many parents don't fear the Lord. So how do we expect them to have the fear of God when we don't have it? No, no, they gotta know that I believe in a God, so I gotta stay away from some stuff I ain't gonna do. Some stuff I can't go near of. I can't play, because if I step out there, I'm in the devil's territory now. And if he came to kill, steal, and destroy. And if I go out there two ways, he might eliminate me because I'm out there playing. I can't be out there playing. No, I fear God too much. Teach them wisdom, fear the Lord. Why? So they can walk on straight paths. Don't you know it's so important to put your children on straight paths?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whew, ain't nothing worse than being on a windy, bumpy, pothole field, chuck holes everywhere, gravelly road. Who wants to drive on that road?
Yeah.
Who wants to tear up my car? Suspension squeaking. Hubcaps that came off, car just tore up because I've been on this road. So imagine our children when we start them on this hard road.
My God.
I'm going to say something. Watch this. I think we need to break this curse of kicking our children out at 18. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. I don't know where that is. I ain't in the Bible. I ain't seen that in the Bible. No. Now you got to honor my house. You got to respect my house. You live here. You got to honor me and respect me now. I know you're a little grown. You conveniently grown. I get that. But this is what I need you to do. Why not let them stay there?
Yeah.
Show them how to pay rent. Let them stack their money and give them a good head start.
Yeah.
And what the other nationalities are doing, they ain't kicking them right out at 18. No. Y'all, that'd be 20 deep in the crib sometimes. Everybody working. Everybody stacking. So when you're ready to go, you can go buy you a house. You ain't got to get no apartment. You go straight to a house. Got your down payment and everything. Society has tricked us because you ain't grown at 18. I mean, mistakes I made at 18. You know how out of control I was at 18? Ain't nobody grown at 18. Take a very mature child. And you consider them to be pretty grown at 18. They got to be pretty mature. I was not. Lady Thomas probably was pretty grown at 18. I give her. She probably pretty grown at 18. She was different. But me, no. It was time to play at 18. I'm out of school. I can play. No, so we got to understand that. No. We got to get them on a straight path. Our job is to get them on a straight path. Look at what he says. He said, when you walk, you won't be held back.
Yeah.
So if I put them on this straight path, now they running in a straight line. It's no hiccups. Watch this. I put them on a straight path. They won't get held back. If I stay on them educationally and stay on them about their grades, if they desire to go to college, they should be working towards getting scholarships. They should be working towards whatever university they want to go to so they can go to college for free. I got to keep them on the straight line.
Yeah.
When it comes to finance, I got to teach them and show them how to save money, maybe how to invest, whatever they want to do. Maybe they don't want to go to college. Maybe they want to start a business. I should be able to help them and guide them to that, because everybody successful didn't go to college. I got to figure out what your purpose is and then move you and guide you into that purpose. I got to have good relationships for you. I need you to understand how a husband and wife work. I need you to understand how parents parent their children. I need you to understand, if I'm single, what it looks like to be single till God sends you a mate. I got to give you those examples. I got to put you on a straight line to keep you from certain pains.
Yeah.
Man, got to help our children out.
Yeah.
I also got to help them so they won't be held back in their spiritual life. I got to make sure they know who God is. I got to make sure they develop in their own relationship. I got to make sure they can hear God's voice for themselves. When Lenny talking about love, she did an altar call early and said, if you need God, come and get something from God. And what were they singing? Speak, Lord.
Yeah.
Speak.
Yes.
Because God is speaking. When you're seeking him, he is literally speaking and downloading in your spirit, downloading in your mind, downloading in your heart.
Yeah.
But you got to know how to go get that from him.
Yeah.
It's important to know.
It's real.
It says if you do this, I'm looking at verse 12, when you run, you won't stumble. My God.
Come
on,
my God.
Woo. If I clear the path for them, if I set them in a straight line, they can run and won't stumble.
That's awesome.
Woo. So when they on this path to their purpose now, they're running and then they're not tripping over their own feet. There's no debris on the ground. They're focused. They're clearly minded. I'm keeping them from stumbling.
Yeah.
What don't I want to stumble? My purpose.
Yeah.
and my calling in life.
Yeah.
And I get it. You might not know what that is exactly right now, but you got to pray and ask God and seek his face so he gets you to where you need to be.
Yeah.
I got to make sure my family don't stumble.
Yeah.
My marriage don't stumble.
Yeah.
My children don't stumble, because everything has a purpose.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay, I'm proving to you. I'm about to be done. God allows us. God, when he created the earth, what did he do? He said everything was good when he created the earth.
Yeah.
Everything had a purpose. Let there be light. Light came, darkness left.
Yeah.
Put the sun in the sky, put the moon, put the stars. He put the land on the ground. He put the ocean. He put the trees. He gave vegetation. He gave fruit to the trees. He created the animals in the water, animals in the sky, animals on the land. He created man, gave man, gave him a wife. Everything God created was good and had a purpose. So you mean to tell me if God did all that, he gonna let you create human beings and they don't have a purpose? That we're made in his image and his likeness.
Yeah.
That he so awesome, he put some of us in him.
Yeah.
We got some of God in us, and from the fact that we are creative.
Yeah.
So if he allows you to create a human being, I pray you understand it's my job to get them to their purpose.
That's good.
Because God had a purpose. After he created everything, it kept sinking in sin.
Yeah.
So the Father sent Jesus Christ
to
die for our sin problem,
because
there was a purpose needed.
Yeah.
We couldn't figure it out. We couldn't obey God. We couldn't be right with God. So the Father said, I got to change them. They on crooked paths. I got to set them straight. They don't know their purpose to be my sons and daughters. So I'm sending my son in their place to die for their sins. To shed his blood.
Yeah.
To put you back into purpose.
Thank you, Jesus.
For fathers, our job is to protect, to provide, to pray, and to push them to their purpose. When fathers do this, societies change.
Yeah.
Churches change.
Yeah.
Neighborhoods change.
Yeah.
Cities change.
Yeah.
States change. Nations change.
Change.
You got to praise this place, amen. Okay, I don't need to be long. So today's question is, if you don't understand the Father's purpose for you, was that he sent his son. That's where it starts. That he sent his son to die, to shed his blood for your sins. To bring you into a right relationship with him. That's love. That's love.
Yeah.
Well, what Solomon described in Proverbs 4 is when you walk, you won't be held back. You won't stumble. The keys to life. Jesus said, I got the keys to heaven and earth in my hands. For a father to be at the greatest level, I feel, at his potential, is to have a lasting relationship with Jesus Christ. Because once you understand who God is in your life, you fight your parent different. You give a little bit more grace. Because you know God has been merciful to you. You pray more, so now God gives you some wisdom. Because of these kids, they different. You need some wisdom to parent these kids. Everybody born in 2000 or later, raise your hand. Born in 2000 or later, raise your hand for them. Let me see. If you born in 2000 or later, raise your hands high. Thank you, Dallas. See, Dallas, raise your hands high. Look at this. 2000 and high. That's crazy. 2000. That's crazy. Born in 2000. They different. They different. We know, y'all know we 80s, 90s, maybe some 70s and 60s and wherever we at. Y'all know we was raised different. Different. The 80s, we probably the 90s. I don't know about y'all 90s. Y'all borderline. Amen. Y'all borderline. I don't know. Y'all borderline. I got to see. I don't know. Y'all already. I got to see. Oh, man. But in all seriousness, though, man, what has changed though is we're just gotten so much more wicked.
Wow. Yeah.
So you got to be in tune with God. Now you can't go to this party. I don't feel that's right. You stay at home tonight. Go to your room. You can throw a temper tantrum, whatever you want to do. Holy Spirit said no. You can't go tonight. I don't, and nothing may not happen tonight. But I don't feel comfortable in my spirit. My spirit got to agree with it. Too much going on. Too many kids get damaged because we let them go somewhere. Get damaged. I'm talking about trauma when you're 30 because mama let you go somewhere when you was 11. And you ain't told nobody, amen. Yeah, come on. This is for real. This is real. So it's our job to protect our children. But we must all understand that first we got to get under the umbrella of protection from God. So if you are not saved, you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, amen. I want to say today, let today be the day. Give your life to Jesus Christ. He loves you and he cares for you so much. I'm telling you. He literally sent his son to die for you. He saw you at your worst. He saw you with no hope. He saw you in your disobedience and said, I still love him that much. But I want to give them the opportunity to come to me. So if you've never been saved, I want to give you the opportunity to give your life to Christ. And second, Colin, maybe you are saved and you just want to come back to church. I want to reconnect with the church. I want to get back into church. I want to be a part of a family or body of believers. We welcome you. Maybe that's you today that says, you know what? I am saved, Pastor, but I want to come and connect and get back to the church. We would love to have you, your family, or whatever the case may be. We love you. We want to see God's best for you. Amen. And I know we did altar call earlier. I don't know if it's any request for special prayer, amen. But whatever you stay in the need of, just God is here. God is here. And we're not going back home the same way we came, amen. You came to the wrong place. Nah. I don't want you going back home the same way. You came depressed, you can't go back home depressed and be in the presence of God. You came back home sad, you can't go back home sad when you be in the presence of God. No. God gives you freedom. So if you fall under any of those categories, or maybe you were a candidate for baptism, which I will announce, we got a baptism date, amen. And maybe you want to be baptized, let us know, amen. Maybe I just want to be baptized, Pastor, whatever the case may be. We want to encourage you, amen, that God loves you and God cares. He wants you to understand that in the most simple and most perfect way, that he loves you and that he cares. You're not out here by yourself. And I don't care what lies the devil told you. I don't care how much you wanted to quit. I don't care about none of that. That's it. Give it to God.
That's it.
And watch what God do with it. Amen.
That's it. Jesus.
Watch what God do with it. Put it in the Master's hands.
Thank you, Jesus.
And watch what he do with it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I know me. I don't stretch this out. Amen. I know y'all got this Father's Day. People going and moving and driving and all that good stuff. But I just want to thank you. Amen. Well, I'm going to pray. I'm just going to pray for everybody before we go. Amen. Is that all right? Can we give God a praise? Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for being here. I'm just gonna pray for everybody. Father God, I just thank you, God, for today, oh God. I pray, oh God, that we learned something today, oh God. I pray, oh God, for every father represented, oh God. Amen. They want to be a better father, oh God. I pray, oh God, you help us as fathers, oh God, as we father our own children, oh God. I pray, oh God, you help us, oh God, to expand our outreach, oh God, and help those who maybe not have a father, oh God, don't have the positive male role models in their life. I pray, Father God, you help us, oh God, to open us up, oh God, to be more, oh God, and more than just, oh God, in one space, oh God, but be there for somebody else that needs it, oh God. I ask, oh God, you enlarge our hearts and our territories. I pray, Father God, for this sanctuary, oh God, everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, that you would touch them in a mighty way, Father God. I thank you for their faithfulness, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for their commitment to you, oh God, for getting up in the morning and wanting to come to the house, oh God. I ask, oh God, right now, in this new season that we're going in, oh God, yes, it's summer, oh God, but I pray, oh God, you make us have a burning, a fire for God, oh God. I help, oh God, I pray, oh God, right now, God, you turn our hearts and our minds to be concerned with the things of you, oh God. I pray this season, oh God, we be more concerned about your word, more concerned about prayer, more concerned about discipleship, more concerned, oh God, about our youth, more concerned about our body of believers, more concerned about ministry, more concerned about all this world that is going on, oh God. Help us to be that light and that example in our neighborhoods, in our jobs, in our communities, oh God. Wherever you have us at, oh God, you placed us there for a reason. And to be a light. Your word says, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And God, we want above everything else for you to be glorified, above our own things, but above our own wants, above all these things, oh God. First and foremost, we want you to be glorified. Because if you are glorified, Father God, I believe, oh God, you're going to take care of everything that we need, oh God.
Yes, God.
Delight yourself in the Lord. You said that you would give us the desires of our heart.
Yes.
So we stand firmly on your word as security, and is that all that we need. If we have your word, we have it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Real quick, we're going to raise our offering. Amen. Thank you. Amen. We got any visitors in the house today? Thank you. We got any visitors today? Amen. I don't know if we have any visitors today, man. We have, no? Don't see none? Well, thank y'all. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Let's get ready to raise our offering. If you need an envelope, please raise your hand. Usher will get you one. You look on the screens. You can give electronically. Through Cash App, or you can text to give. Amen. Both are fine. However you see fit to give.